The photography world is continuously changing. Hi, I'm Mark Sadowski. You may know me from such award-winning shows such as Casual Photography, The Tiny Shutter, and Flash Mob. In the chaos between a photographer's needs and tech, we have strived for a more simpler, more rewarding photographic experience for both our clients and ourselves. We're proud to introduce II. With II, photography has never been more enjoyable. II makes your colors vibrant, your experience easier. We started with II's simple design. It's seamless, it's light, and it's beautifully, unapologetically simple, making it a more rewarding experience for the beginning photographer all the way to the veteran. II just makes it better. There's only one answer to your photographic question, and that is II.
This is episode 116 on April 16th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Whoa!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski.
Oh, we're back another week, another... Oh, wait. Yeah, we're back. How are you guys doing?
I have a voice.
You think you have a voice?
For now.
Well, let's start with you then. Let's get it over with. How are you doing, Matt? How are you doing, Mark?
Oh, I thought you were going to go with me. My voice is dying, and you're going with Matt. Sorry. No. Well, I'm butting in. Wow. I'm doing okay, all things considered, as long as I don't have to speak very much. We're on an audio show now.
Hey. Yeah.
I've actually been doing pretty well. I've been doing some fun stuff. Last weekend, I did this cool thing for a buddy of mine who is a wedding photographer. And I essentially photographed most of a wedding using only my iPhone. And it was cool because most of the stuff that I was focusing on was promotional stuff for him. So nice. While the wedding is happening, we're essentially live Instagramming it, which was pretty cool. Yeah, it was really cool. So I was using my phone and his phone, and It was pretty funny because I have the iPhone 6 and he has the 6 Plus. And I noticed that the autofocus on his phone was very, very slow compared to mine.
And that has the
optical image stabilizer. Yeah. I think that's what was slowing it down.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Because I've always, wondered if I had gotten the 6 Plus – how would it have worked out? What would my images look like comparative? But it sounded like it was slowing you down a bit.
Yeah, so I ended up just using my phone for the most part. And then I just airdropped the photos I took to his phone, which was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time with it.
That's good. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good. Very good.
What you been up to?
I've actually been doing some photography here and there, iPhone photography. Got out this past weekend up in Cuyahoga Valley National Park and photographed a bunch of stuff. Did a lot of pictures around an old historic farm, which I'm still getting around to editing and posting and stuff. And just a few other like random pictures here and there, like in downtown Canton and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I have been doing pretty good. I picked up a Jeep this weekend, so I've taken some pictures of it. And then, what can you do? You get a new toy, or as I called it, my pre-midlife crisis. And, just been having fun with that. I did take some pictures today of a overturned logging truck. one of my coworkers was waiting to turn on a two-lane road, and the truck decided at the last minute that he wasn't, you know, he was going to stop, but he went off the road just before he would have smashed into the back of a TV bucket truck. And so I had
Duke boys.
Oh gosh. I came up on it at about 15 minutes after it happened, and you know, pulled over. The guy was okay, and you know, but there was a big mess on the side of the road. So I took some shots. I'll probably post it on Instagram later on, and all that fun stuff. But and then this weekend I'm going to a camping trip to take some pictures to update a website for some friends of mine who, which I'm a part of also, but it's called Frontiersman Camping Fellowship, and they dress up as 18th century to early 19th century, like reenactment type stuff. And so I'm going to get some pictures to update the website and, you know, take my son with me. We'll ride in the Jeep.
James Inglis asked, how much wood did you steal?
None of it, because it was all up against the wood line and you couldn't take any of it. But it, and of course it was right there by the, it was less than a mile away from the paper plant.
And Roscoe was watching.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Well, actually, yeah, a off-duty trooper got there right as I did also.
He called dibs.
That's right. Well, cool. Let's so go
you're
ahead.
You're going to see a reenactment?
It's basically not a reenactment. It's it's
I kind of, dare you to dress up as Marty McFly.
No, this is pre 1860s. So Marty McFly
could have done it.
He was more cowboy the 1870s, you know, 1880s. So
dress up like Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Or dress up like Doc.
Marty. There you go.
We gotta go back to the future.
You
dress up as Marty McFly and have your son dress up as Doc. That'd be perfect.
I like that one. The second movie I wasn't a big
Nobody
fan
likes
of.
Nobody likes the second movie.
No. But I did like the third one.
It's the opposite of the Star Wars effect.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and let's jump into some news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah, this is. I think this is going to be a short episode because we had a lot of stuff that we talked about last week. We have a couple things to mention. I wanted to bring up just briefly that Beast Grip has exceeded 300% of what they were asking. They're at 185,000 dollars that they have raised on Kickstarter, and they have 7 days left to go. So they have a week. So it'll be interesting to see what they reach. But
my guess is they're going to do okay. Do they? What kind of stretch goals did they have?
They didn't have any.
Oh,
but
we don't have to mention them again.
But they just mentioned.
They will roll around in the money.
Yeah. No. Here, let me pull it up. They just sent out a message the day before. Here's the update. And they are going to, this is, they have upcoming camera apps, cool LED lights, and they were going to do something. But that wasn't really a stretch goal. I think they have a LED light that they're going to, let's see here. iBlazer. No, that's already out, isn't it? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, iBlazer was a Kickstarter that was out a couple years ago. I guess they're going to synchronize it with their app. Well, yeah, no stretch goals, but we'll see. Maybe they'll get it done sooner.
That ain't happening. Look, I wish him the best. I'm going to hold to it that you're going to get that thing late.
I'll get it, and I'll call you, and it'll be like a month early. And
oh, my God, that is so not happening.
I'm excited about the depth of field adapter.
I hope you're not disappointed with it.
Yeah, I hope I'm not also, you know, but
well, depth of field, all that stuff. Let's go into the actual news because I think it's gonna tie into everything.
All right, why don't you mention it since I did? I read it, but you know, you've been thinking about it more than I have.
Well, not really. I'm actually the one with a very little voice that I'm trying to hold on to. So let Matt talk about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I came across a Petapixel article this past week mentioning that Apple had acquired a Israeli camera tech company called Lynx. At least I think that's what they're called. Yep. I keep wanting to call them Linex.
that truck bedliner.
Well, yeah. Anyway, Lynx, like I said, is a Israeli camera company that kind of focused on making camera modules for cell phones and tablets, basically. And they're kind
and
of a
missile,
start
and optical missile guidance, probably. It didn't say that.
Well, no, it's funny that you mentioned that though, because the two guys that founded the company, one of them worked for an Israeli defense contractor that specialized in military optics before founding this company. And the other guy.
Yeah, Joe.
I don't remember where the other guy worked, but he also did something that I think had something to do with the other guy actually led a team of algorithm developers at Samsung. So okay. Both of them are, I'm going to guess, relatively smart
individuals. And you could say they both serve time in trenches.
Yeah. Most likely.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about this company is that these the cameras that they're that they were kind of developing were like multi-lens cameras, and the idea behind the cameras was to basically do a lot of things really to give you better pictures in low light, which is something that we want in a lot of. You know, a lot of camera manufacturers are always touting that. But also, the other thing too is, excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's all right. The depth of field?
Yeah, it's basically what they're calling high accuracy depth maps, which translates into depth of field. And I have some experience working with depth maps in a program that I have that can simulate different apertures.
Yeah.
And so the thing that has me the excited about this kind of announcement is the possibility that, you know, somewhere down the line, whether it's the next iPhone or two or three iPhones from now, maybe we'll have the ability to basically pick an aperture, right?
Right.
It'll be electronic. It wouldn't be like a real aperture, but it would basically utilize an array of lenses in a certain way, the look of a certain aperture.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Aperture, like f/8, looks different at different focal lengths, but since your phone is still probably going to be a fixed focal length.
Yeah.
And it's a small sensor, so you're not going to get that nice bokeh effect.
Well, maybe not, but what if you could pick, f/1.2, right?
Right.
And it's that's the thing. I think that we probably have to get used to the idea of not thinking about the sensor anymore.
Right.
And thinking about how, the sensor is really small, so even with a wide open aperture, you're still going to have depth of field throughout the whole scene. I think that thinking, we're going to have to kind of get away from that.
Let me ask you this. Do you think this is something similar to or in the same realm as, say, the Lytro?
Well, I hope it's not as
gimmicky,
like, cheesy as being. I think it might in that same sense, but I just don't see Apple putting that Lytro
feature into. Let me rephrase that. Lytro allowed you to be able to choose a focus point, but I'm thinking that
a lot of people don't know Lytro. Lytro is something that we covered on the other podcast, a great deal and a great humiliation to the other company, or to us, one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we all agreed that it was a cool technology, but as far as camera photography goes, we felt that it was a joke.
Let me
just clarify with that.
Yeah, go ahead,
The technology behind Lytro is you have basically a sensor that's capturing many, many different images at different positions, and it allows you to combine the data, and it allows you to choose your focus post-processing. So you can basically shoot first, focus later. That was their big claim to fame, and that means you can adjust your depth of field. You can pick what was in focus and what was not in focus. Problem with that was that the technology did not seem to be able to get slimmed down to the point where it's paper thin like an iPhone.
Right.
One more point of clarification, so I could bore everybody and bring up the IQ for James in the chat room. Lytro has decided to go in a different direction. I think they're focusing more on video. Video now. They're basically doing some pretty innovative stuff, but away from the still photography bit. So Lytro, I think, is off the table. But you have cameras like, I think, the HTC One that has multiple lenses and multiple sensors that are able to provide the different depth of field that that you were talking about there, Matt. And it's just utilizing two lenses rather than just one.
So to clarify my question, instead of doing it post, this would be a real time choose your focal point, your aperture setting with the different lenses, because right now our iPhones have very limited focusing adjustments that we can do with our iPhone. Whereas if you have multiple lenses, you can have a background out of focus, a foreground out of focus, but then somewhere in between your foreground and your background, you can have a lens that is focused on that to give that, quote unquote, real look of a camera.
Well, again, that goes into HTC territory with what they're doing. Dave in the chat room says the biggest thing about the iPhones is that the combination of the software processing and the hardware, there's a complete integration that will be a big feature. Hopefully it won't be different slider like slow-mo and time-lapse. But I think what he's saying is, and I read that wrong, I'm reading it very quickly and I apologize. He's right now, a lot of our features in the native camera app, we basically slide left or right for certain things. Like I want slow motion, slide to the left. I want panoramic, slide to the right. Wow, that reminds me of a song. I photographed so many weddings that it's in there. Slide to the left, crisscross. Oh man, okay.
No, nope, stop.
Yeah.
Everybody, clap your hands. So those aren't new wedding lyrics, Joe. That's Joe in the chat room. That's current, sadly. Like I said, I hear it so often that I'm just stuck in me. I don't know what they would do with that. Whatever Apple is going to do, it's going to be extremely simple. What we're talking about is nice. I'd love to be able to just, you know, tap on somebody's face and all of a sudden the background just blurs. If it's going to be as simple as that, I don't know. Maybe there's going to be like a portrait mode or a landscape mode that they're going to have that you can swipe left or right. I don't know. I mean, right now it's all speculation.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that basically could happen here. I mean, each one of those lenses could have its own sensor, you know, basically attached to it, which would theoretically give you better sensitivity to light and hopefully improve the image quality in low light, which I think is kind of probably what the Petapixel article was getting at when it mentioned DSLR.
Yeah,
quality images. Yeah, and if you read the comments, you know, after that article, there, you know, people really latched on to that and really took it super literally.
Right.
Which I don't know if it was meant to be like absolutely literal, but you know, I think saying that we're not going to get pictures out of an iPhone or any phone for that matter that have the quality of a DSLR is probably not smart to say. I mean, technology just continues to blow us away year after year and you know, it just moves so quickly.
I was just thinking of a new segment we need to have. Random comments from random articles, photography articles.
Isn't that what we do now?
Not really, but
no. No, but yeah, just you know, take a random comment from some obscure photography, because I have to say, photographers, when it comes to when you put out a technical article, or you know, there's always going to be somebody that's going to correct you.
Oh, no correct. Matter what. Half the stuff is link bait anyway.
Right.
I mean, if all this technology is going to do is tell you that it's going to improve the quality of your photos, make it probably larger, more detailed, you know, that's all well and good, and that's fine. I'm cool with that. I think this is my personal opinion. I think, you know, with DSLRs and everything fighting for dominance there, you're looking at low light sensitivity, you're looking at you know, to some extent megapixels. You don't really have that in cell phones. I think the biggest fight that's going to happen is getting a good, decent size quality image while being able to zoom. I think the zoom technology is the next. I think that should be the white whale that all cell phones are chasing for. And I think Microsoft came close to it, having that 40,000 megapixel sensor that was able to basically take all that information and whittle it down to an 8 megapixel or 12 megapixel image.
Yeah.
But what
Which
you were able
is
to do
still a great, you know, range. Unless
right.
the sensor is too small.
No, it's great. But what the technology was used for was to
crop.
Yeah, you were able to basically zoom in and crop and have a sharp photo.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that the iPhone should be striving for, or any cell phone should be striving for. Don't know if that large megapixel sensor is the way to go, but I'm pretty sure that Apple is looking for that. I think that's the white whale. I think that's the absolute goal that everybody's striving for.
Now, when I get the B-Script and when I use the depth of field adapter, I am going to try to use my 135, the 28 to 135 Canon lens on that. Even though they say, oh, you should only use primes on there. Believe me, I'm going to put that zoom lens on the depth of field adapter to see what I can get.
Well, imagine being able to do that with just the native camera app.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're striving for. I think.
Right.
I think being able to use a two, like, you know, right now we're set at what, 18 millimeters, I think, which is a, I don't know, I don't even know if they're counting crop sensor, but basically we're at a wide angle lens.
Right.
And yeah. I think their goal is to be able to, you know, pinch and zoom to like 100 millimeters or 200 millimeters. I think that's the ultimate goal. And just doing it within the camera app itself. No additional attachments. Because let's face it, attachments, as good as some of them are, just clunky.
James said, I found to me, telephoto just means I can make out of focus photos, but from a greater distance.
But yeah, you know what? That's exactly what happens. You have distortion and you have out of focusness. That, I mean, right now the best camera, the best attachment you have is between Olaclip and Moment.
Right.
The Moment lens. And as much as I love the telephoto Moment lens, you still don't have the clearest photo. And that's just the way it is. That's just the mechanics behind the glass on the iPhone and the glass on the Moment lens.
Yeah. Well, I'm very curious to see where this ends up. I highly doubt it's going to be in our next variation of iPhone.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but right after the 6 and the 6 Plus came out, right away there was a rumor about the next iPhone, because, you know, why shouldn't there be?
Right.
Yeah. And Joe in the chat room says there's a real reason why telephoto lenses are that big. That is true.
And the rumor was that the next version of the iPhone will have a dual lens camera technology.
I
believe it. I think it's going to happen. That's why I don't have a 6 or a 6 Plus yet, because the next one is going to be totally
be better.
Awesome. Yeah, I seriously am at the point where I'm sticking with my 5 until the next phone comes out.
I don't blame you whatsoever. Because I would do the same thing.
Well, but you didn't.
No. I skipped over 5 altogether. I skipped 5 and 5S.
That's true.
You were
due to join.
Yeah.
In the 21st century, so.
Yes. But I, you know, it happened to be that my work got me a 5C. So, you know, but if I had to buy, I probably would not have bought the 5C. Myself, but I did skip over that whole generation of iPhones and went from the 4S to the 6.
Greg in the chat room says they The S cycle is always better. They fix and improve new models with the S models.
Do you think they'll skip a S cycle?
No, they're not allowed to.
Yeah.
I honestly think that the shareholders would have a hissy fit over that.
There's a Mac Rumors article about this Lynx acquisition that even refers to Apple's iPhone 6S and 6S Plus.
I think it's too soon for that, but I don't know. I just
Well,
don't think it's in the cards. I think it'll happen in the seven.
you're only saying that because that's going to be your next phone.
No, I'm with T-Mobile. I can upgrade anytime.
Oh, that's right.
I
Well,
won't,
prepare to prepare to upgrade later this year.
James in the chat room says, "I think the S is Apple short for sucker.
Yeah.
You should have waited."
Yeah. Well, cool. All right. Anything else that we need to mention? Because I have a app I want to talk about.
Let's
Go
talk
for it.
about your app.
All right. A couple weeks ago, I downloaded the app from Microsoft called Office Lens. And it is not only a great app for, kind of doing office stuff, but I think it's a good photography app.
I actually used this over the weekend.
What did you think?
I think it's awesome. What
Yeah.
happened was I was bringing my photography gear because I had to bring everything because reasons. I can't not bring my
OCD.
DSLRs. I didn't use them, but I brought them. So I brought them into this room, and we're at this nice fancy hotel up in the Lakes region in New Hampshire. And so the room that we were using, it was an old office, and there was this picture of Bill Clinton and Al Gore, and it was their picture for their candidacy for the 1996 election.
Oh,
And I'm
wow.
thinking, this is just a little bit old. Just a
Slightly.
bit. But I wanted to take a picture of it. I could not photograph it straight on
No.
because of the reflection. And the only way I was able to take a clear photo was from the side. I'm like, oh, that's going to be all skewed. Hang on. And so I busted it out, took the photo, and I used it as a photo for mission pick that I lost
Yes.
horribly.
It's an awesome app. If you guys haven't downloaded it, go and download it now because a couple things.
0 points.
What is the did you say what the app was called? I don't know if
Yeah.
Skype kicked out or what,
Office
but I
Lens. Two words, Office Lens. It was developed, I think, number one, as a document capture for your iPhone. A lot of times when you go to take a picture of a document, your phone and your hands will cast a shadow over a document. So most people, they hate that. They don't like it at all. What this app does is let you stand to the side so that you're not casting a shadow. And when you take the picture, it autocorrects the keystoning that that you get when you step to the side. And you can read it perfectly. It is awesome. Well, the
So
other
Joe in the
thing.
chat room, I'm going to interrupt you for a
Okay.
second. Joe in the chat room says, "Wouldn't Skrit work better?" And Skrit was that app that
Yeah.
handles all these corrections. The difference is that
It's automatic.
it's automatic. It happens in like 2 seconds,
Yep.
and it is beautiful.
And not only that, but you don't it crops and corrects all at the same time.
And it stays
So
crunchy in milk.
yeah. So you can stand and it'll show you, it'll highlight the area of what's not going to be in the image so that what you're going to take is automatically cropped. And then it corrects the keystoning. The other thing too, just like what Mark had mentioned, is a lot of times if you're going to, if say like you're at a gallery and you want to take a picture of a painting, a lot of times the reflections are what really mess up what you could get as a good capture. So standing at the side, especially with lighting, will alleviate the reflection. And then that automatic crop and keystone correction will give you an awesome image. So I highly recommend it. It's free. Since it is Microsoft, it is connected to the Office 365. So if you do have Office 365, you can log into it and you're able to use the PDF feature. Right now, I only use the image capture, but you can actually capture the either paperwork or images in a PDF form. And I believe you can do multiple pages for one PDF with this app. It is really cool, and I highly recommend it.
Yay. That's a stellar one. That's really good.
Yeah.
What do you think, fictional audience?
Boo!
Oh, come on.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
Yay. All right, Mark, it's your turn.
Sweet. So Star Wars just announced a new teaser trailer. They could have announced a regular trailer. I haven't been keeping up with the news. But it's basically a whole Star Wars weekend in California right now.
Yep.
And I thought it was fitting that I choose this photo. It is from, let's see, Aveling 17, Aveling. Number 17, where it's a nice, beautiful blue sky, trees in the foreground, few clouds in the sky, Death Star in the distance.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah, he has another one with the The TIE fighters. No, the X-wings. Sorry, X-wings. But the guy, it's Scott Taylor, and that is an awesome image.
It's great. And it's also the Lego Death Star.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you zoom in, you can tell it's the Lego Death Star.
Yeah, look at that. Very cool.
That's all I need to say. It's the freaking Death Star.
Well, congratulations, Scott. If you want your image to be used as chosen as post pick of the week, go on Instagram and use the hashtag #TinyShutter. And each week we go through and find images that we like or that are funny or anything like that. And unfortunately, we can only choose one, but we use it as post pick of the week, and it becomes our album art for that episode. Very cool. All right. Does anybody want to mention anything else before we're done?
The sky
is blue. Sorry.
Oh, you know, I was trying to think of something funny. Something came to me. You ruined it.
Yeah, I know.
Way to go, Joe.
It was an excuse because you didn't have anything.
It's true. But we'll never know.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's start winding the show down. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Find me on Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Cool. Now, you cut out a little bit. Did you mention your Instagram?
I did.
Oh, okay, cool. Mark.
I am on Instagram. I am that Polish photographer. And I am on Mission Pick. I am Tiny Shutter.
Very cool. And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups. /groups/ Tiny Shutter. And what?
I'm sorry, James in the chat room says, and I'm hiding under the bed, but that's a different story. Oh my God, I love the chat room.
Don't look at the chat room. All right. you can join us on Facebook and submit photos. Tell us how you did it. If there's an app that you have that you really love, let us know what it is and write something about it and join the community. We have a lot of fun. And also, if you want to hear the show live and join the crazy chat room, you can do that too. Right now, we're doing live recordings on Thursday nights. We found that Friday nights was a little difficult for a lot of people because they like to go out and do things.
Who knew?
Yeah, I know. You know what that means? We have no life. but Thursday evenings, 9 o'clock.
Whoa!
9 o'clock on Thursday evenings is when we start getting the show ready, and we do start a Mixler live feed so that you can listen and join in the chat room. But we typically start our show around 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. So if you happen to be home at that time and you think that, oh, I have about an hour or so to waste, join us. Have some fun. You can distract us in the chat room too.
And as you can tell by today, it's not that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good group inside there, so tip our hats to them. All right. Also, if there's something that you if there's something that we mentioned and you want to look it up, go to our you can view our show notes. Just go to tinyshutter.com and look at the episode that we talked about it on, and we will have a link for you so that you can find it. That way you're not having to Google search and then, maybe not find it at all. Also go on to iTunes and leave us a comment. Give us a 5-star review. That would help us tremendously because then that'll help other people find our show. And, we can grow this community. Mark, do you want to mention the Patreon?
Patreon.com/tinyshutter. If we have this as a way for people to help contribute to our cause. Donate as little as you want. Donate nothing at all if you want. But seriously, give us money.
Yeah, we're.
No, I'm kidding. It helps the funding that happens through Patreon helps us afford things like things to review, like the Beast Grip and all that stuff. It's stuff to help us out, and the stuff that we do end up buying for the review stuff, we will end up giving away anyway.
Yeah.
So become a patron. You could be that'll actually enter you into to win the stuff that we review. Oh, we can't do beer. There are laws against that, James.
Yeah. Especially overseas.
Yeah. I mean, if we were allowed to give out beer, I think Night Attack would have had the cornered that market right there and perfected it. They already had a wine. That was pretty wild. That's really good, too. Patreon.com/tinyshutter is a way to help contribute. But you know what? If you don't want to contribute, that's fine. We're still going to kick ass, and we're still going to bring you entertainment, news, and all those things related to the iPhone. And but if you can't contribute, 5-star rating on iTunes would help us a lot.
Very good.
Cool. Yep.
All right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
We came, we saw, we kicked it fast.
Cool. Next week we'll, I don't know. I got nothing. I always want to, would even join her at the end, but I can't think of anything. I'll just hide behind my soundboard.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
He'll be hiding under James's bed.
Hello.